Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm so pleased to have you with me today. Just so thankful that you take your time to listen to the Word of God. And my prayer is that you are learning and growing in your walk in faith with Jesus Christ. God has done so much for us. He's given us life. He's given us the ability to have eternal life through His Son, Jesus. And that's why it's such a privilege and an honor to study His Word. Let's pray together as we begin our study today. Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you join us in these times of studying your word, that you want us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, even as you gave those words to Paul, to his son in the faith, Timothy. Lord, we want to be the same. We want to learn from you today. We want to grow in our faith and trust in you, and Lord, in our walk in this world. We ask you to bless this time by leading us into all truth by your Holy Spirit and empower us to live by that truth that we learn. And we'll bless you for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Seek Things Which Are Above. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. Paul the Apostle addressed the false teachings of the Gnostics and the Judaizers, who were attempting to persuade the church members of Colossae toward their ideas. The Gnostics believed that Jesus was not deity, and the Judaizers believed that a person had to follow the law of Moses in addition to believing in Jesus for salvation. After Paul showed Jesus to be God and demonstrated how the rudiments of the world were temporary and not eternal, he tells the Colossians where their seeking should be. We read in chapter 3 and verse 1, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God." The verse begins, "If you then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above." Paul employed the word if, which in this case means if or whether, and implies that there is two or more selections possible. There is the possibility that those to whom he is writing are or are not as he is about to write. He wrote, "If you then be risen with Christ, or raised up together from mortal death to a new and blessed life dedicated to God, seek," which means aim for, strive after, require, demand, or crave, "those things which are above, or in a higher place, up, upwards, on high, and of the quarters of the heaven. Rather than being concerned with the temporary things of the earth, the Colossians were to be aiming at and craving the things which are eternal." The verse continues, "where Christ sits on the right hand of God." As a further motivation to the Colossian church members, Paul tells them where the things which are above are specifically located, where Christ sits on or is seated, fixed, occupied, and abides on the right hand, which is the place of honor and authority of God. When Jesus Christ went back to heaven after his ascension, he was seated at the right hand of God. This is where Paul the Apostle directs the attention of the church members in Colossae, because where Christ sits, things are eternal and not temporary, as the heretical teachers were promoting. While we meditate upon Paul's words, let us think about the idea of seeking. Jesus said, "Seek and you shall find." And aiming at and craving the eternal things which are above is the best use of our time allotted on earth. As we think on these things, perhaps we should take inventory of our time and measure how much of it we devote to seeking the heavenly things. And if we happen to find that we need to make adjustments, let us be obedient to the words of Paul and seek for the things that last forever and ever. Next time, we will see where Paul says to set our affection. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word, in Jesus' name.